WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. One of the first two members of the Blinn College Board of Trustees from Brazos County is stepping down. College officials announced Nancy Berry intends to resign at the end of the month. Berry, who is joining the Brazos County Commissioner's Court, was appointed to the Blinn Board last year, along with former Bryan City Councilwoman Ann Horton. According to a state law passed during the last session of the legislative session, the vacancy will be filled with one of the seven members of Blinn's Brazos County Advisory Committee. Bryan School District administrators will look into changing at least one of their recommendations as part of next year's realignment of pre-kindergarten through eighth grades. The board's newest member, Julie Harlan, says she has a son in the Kickstart Kids program. Harlan says she was disappointed to hear the seventh and eighth graders will be moved to an after-school program.
Partly because that's where they do the competitions. I mean, they're not even eligible for competition, I don't think, as sixth graders. So I'm not sure how that will impact that program. And I can tell you, as someone who drives all over town, it's tough to get kids where they need to be sometimes after school. So I don't know if there's a plan in place to help with transportation if kids choose to do that program.
Interim Superintendent Tim Roeke says Kickstart is a very flexible program.
They equally were a little disappointed. They do want a piece of the seventh and eighth grade pie. And the problem we had was just time and availability. But we'll certainly take a look at it. And see what we can, and it may be that we can carve out a little bit of niche in there or something.
The Bryan board also went behind closed doors to talk about, among other things, which teachers will be transferred due to realignment. Teachers are scheduled to be notified on the 16th. Students will learn which school they will attend by the end of January. Organizers of tonight's Texas A&M's Aggies United event have issued some do's and don'ts. A major point of emphasis is that no bags, not even clear plastic bags, will be allowed inside Kyle Field. If you have to bring in critical medications and or medical supplies, you will be directed to entrance number 7. Only authorized banners and signage will be allowed inside. Tickets are required to enter the stadium, but there's no charge. A link to the tickets and additional information about the event, which is taking place at the same time a private citizen is hosting white nationalist speaker Richard Spencer, is online at WTAW.com. The winner's list has been released from the 90th BCS Christmas Parade. The grand prize for the Toyland-themed parade was presented to Knit Knot LLC. The judge's award was given to Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, and the award of excellence went to the City of Bryan's Parks and Recreation Department. A list of all the winners is online at WTAW.com. The state senator representing Brazos County files legislation designed to keep rural hospitals open despite the actions of what he says are corrupt administrators.
Republican Charles Schwertner of Georgetown says 2 years ago, the owner of 6 rural hospitals in Texas was found guilty of defrauding Medicare for over $1 million, and that led to the closure of 3 of the facilities. His bill would allow for a trustee to take over in such cases and for funds to preserve patient records. He thinks it'll pass.
Yeah, I think it's a bipartisan type of issue, and you know, I don't think anyone wants to tolerate bad hospitals, bad administrators, and corrupt owners. So I think it'll have wide support in both chambers.
The orthopedic surgeon is chair of the health committee. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Texas Congressman and Aggie Louis Gohmert has a victory over the architect of the U.S. House. The Tyler Republican had been ordered to stop smoking ribs on the office balcony of another congressman. Gohmert credits Speaker Paul Ryan and Republican Whip Steve Scalise to continue producing ribs that are popular regardless of one's political taste.
What I cook, it's probably the only time here on Capitol Hill when I actually leave a good taste in people's mouths instead of a bitter taste.
The architect had said the barbecuing posed a fire hazard. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 48 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages from structure structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 to implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
There you go. It's 8:10. Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Got weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radio and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
And Apache fog gives way to partial sun this morning, but clouds will start to roll in this afternoon. Highs today close to 65. Clouds tonight, there could be some fog, a little bit of mist overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Clouds for tomorrow, there's the chance of a shower towards evening, 60. Cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Remaining cloudy on Thursday, breezy, 40 to 45 Thursday morning, turning colder in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, there you go. So they've announced the Grammy nomination.
Yes.
Adele and Beyonce ruled the nominations.
The
yeah.
Who rules the world? Girls.
Yeah. Well, listen to you. Adele's Hello from her third studio album, 25, and Beyonce's Formation, her sixth studio album. Meghan Trainor, who won Best New Artist last year, announced for four general field categories as well. So I went to look up Hello.
Yes.
Because again, it was everywhere. You couldn't turn on any Hello? I mean, I think we even played it as an exercise song.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Anyway,
but you know what it is. And it said on YouTube that it had 1.8 billion views. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know that is that even possible?
That's a lot.
I think so.
Cuz I went and looked at Gangnam Style and it had like 84 million, which was, a lot. But anyhow, and maybe it has been heard that, viewed that many times. I'm not sure. But she's a really talented young lady.
Very.
And I think the fact that she writes these songs is, she has an old soul.
She stays out of the negative spotlight.
She does. She smokes, but, that's her choice.
But and she's from, across the pond
where
it's a little bit more accepted.
It happens over there. But again, she is. She's really quite good at what she does. Anyhow, so we'll see.
Probably helps with that deep, raspy voice.
Could well be. Speaking of smoking, it's not just heavy smokers that are setting themselves up for a future of cancer and heart disease. New published report.
No, we're all getting cancer. We're all getting heart disease.
That's how we've established this.
And we are all going to die. I mean, it is going to happen. Anyway, it shows that people who average just one cigarette per day still had a 64% chance of dying early compared to non-smokers.
Whew.
Well, quitting can, of course, reduce your risk. Anyhow, in the new study, people who quit their light smoking habit before the age of 50 saw their risk of early death go down 64%. So there. So just stop.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Well, and it tastes terrible in the morning.
Even if you want to be like Adele.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
Find another way.
Just remember that it also offends people. So, all right. Let me. Oh,
what doesn't today, Scott?
As soon as I said that, I went, oh, I don't
wait.
Know. There's a long list of people who just want to
You're
be.
Tall. Yeah. You offend me.
Whatever it happens to be. All right, an airplane had to make an emergency landing on Sunday after a baby was born in the middle of the flight. Ooh. Southwest Airlines flight on its way from Philadelphia to Orlando.
I would be on that flight.
Wow. Women went into labor. Medical personnel who were on the flight helped with the delivery. And the family has taken to an area hospital. plane landed in South Carolina.
Tell me that she was not flying 9 months pregnant.
How close was she? And
What is it? It's like 6 weeks out, even more, that you're not supposed to fly, let alone travel.
But the rules don't apply to her.
Right.
I understand that. Hello?
Was she saying that your height, you're too tall? That
I was saying it in general.
No. She was just saying that. That's all. That's all. No, I didn't take that personally. That's
No. I was saying that's like what someone would say to me.
Yeah,
everything offends people. So it'd just be like, I've been walking down the hall and you're tall. You offend me.
Well, I've had more than a few people say, hey, you haven't put new pictures up because you've been with us since summertime, right? And I said, well, I can't exactly figure out how we're going to stage the photo. I don't know exactly how that's going to work. But
I know that Drew took some pictures of us for something.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure
we'll have to do that. We'll have to find that, and we will post pictures.
Family pick.
That's it. Amazon is testing a brick and mortar store in Seattle.
What is that?
That has no checkout lines.
Oh,
hey, that's
scan
pretty cool.
The Amazon app on your phone. You make your shopping choice, and you simply walk out the door. Now.
Interesting.
And much the future, I am sure.
Yeah.
Much the future. As you do near field communication, where you just kind of bring your phone over and just swipe it by, it'll take that information and you'll get your purchase. But I don't know that we're quite ready for that.
People still don't know how to text.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
I mean, that's, as much as technology is improving, and eventually people will. They're going to be growing up with it more than the older generations are now. So, but right now, people are still too unfamiliar and uncomfortable with technology for it to get too far.
It seems like the bastions of technology, though, like Apple and Amazon and all these people, it seems like their idea of getting people ready is to force them into it. Like, you're going to get ready, and we're going to make sure you're ready.
Well, there are some things that are kind of on a lower level. I saw YouTube, about 3 weeks ago, I guess, and it talked about how to speed your checkout when you go to the self-checkout at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And it explained all of the things that you can do to save time. In other words, just start going. Go ahead and shove your card in. You don't have to push the little thing that says credit because, the terminal's smart enough to know what you're doing. So there are some things that if you will, folks in non-Silicon Valley or major cities can do to embrace technology to help you feel more comfortable. Because, I do have to say that. I think that people my age and older have learned that they need to be able to communicate in the ways that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because if you don't, nobody's going to talk to you.
Yeah.
We talked about this before. Used to be, 5 years ago, parents would call their children and their children would not call them back, like they're in college or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I experienced that with my kids. Call them, forget it. Text them, they'll respond. But the idea of them actually, oh, God, it's dad again, and push the button to actually phone is way too much trouble. Because, there's the deal, because if you've got a parent calling, God knows where that conversation's going to end up. It may be something really innocuous like, did you get the new such and such that you ordered? And then, while I've got you on the phone, and, all hell could break loose. So the idea is we learned that you text. And, of course, even then, there's no guarantee.
No.
Because I've certainly had my kids ignore for a while, a long while, as a matter of fact. So that's just the way that is. But I think that older folks are understanding that you do have to, from a communication standpoint, do that. From a standpoint of commerce, maybe not quite so much. Again, I'm still not plugged in with the idea that I take my order of what I want to buy at the grocery store and entrust somebody else to do that. Okay, I'm not quite there yet. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon, by the way, while we're talking about that, yesterday unveiled its first small format grocery store called Amazon Go, one of at least three brick-and-mortar formats that they are exploring as a way to will kind of catch up. I mean, Walmart has gotten in on this deal and gotten in on it in a pretty big way. I know that one of the Bryan Walmart stores has this thing where you can go on the website and order the food, and they package it all up, and you just sit
Pick
there and swipe your card and be done.
Mm-hmm.
And It's interesting because online spending on food is growing at an amazing rate. If you go back just 10 years ago, there was about $4 billion being spent online. It is now $59 billion.
Wow. $59 billion. Huge jump.
Yeah, and so it really is. And so as a result, what we're seeing is that people are going to get used to doing that. And and plus, Target is looking at getting into this as well. Curbside pickup expected at 1,100 Walmart stores by the end of next year. It's going to get there.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way. But I still don't want to trust people with that. Just as soon pick my own food. Because how else could you get beer granola bars?
Well, yeah.
I mean, is there a better drunk food than pizza? Maybe there will be. A San Francisco company called Regrained selling beer granola bars. Sadly, they don't actually contain alcohol.
Oh, what? Bummer.
But
what's the point?
Only 10% of the ingredients used to make beer make it the final product. Regrained, the name of the company, sought out a way to repurpose the leftovers from the beer. So as a result, their slogan is, eat beer. Company turns the scraps of the grain that is left over from the beer making process.
So not only are they non-alcoholic, they're scraps.
That's
yeah,
right.
They're like taking the shop vat
so
to the bottom
appetizing.
Of the beer vat. Yeah, that's. Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm eating beer scraps.
Yeah.
What's that?
And they're not making me drunk.
No, they are available in two flavors right now: the chocolate coffee stout and the honey almond IPA. See,
I mean, it sounds tasty.
It does, but they put stout and IPA in there, and, you know, again, there's no beer in it. Just so you know.
Just beer scraps.
But if you put stout and IPA in anything, beer levels will buy it.
I love that, beer scraps.
Scraps is such a negative word.
Well, if they named it beer scraps, they probably wouldn't do very well. California woman had a Christmas tree delivered to her home, a real one, you know. Mm-hmm. She says that she thought she'd picked all the pine needles out of there. When she reached in to grab one more, she thought that her finger, you know, got stuck by one of them. Well, the next morning she found a bat hanging upside down in her home.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Turns out the Christmas tree farm kept bats around for pest control. Apparently one of them hitched a ride, and when she reached in there, it bit her.
Whoops.
Tested negative for rabies, so
that's good.
But on the positive side, but yeah. That's it. Okay, so like before 8 o'clock, I promised a story. I don't remember what I promised. Do you remember?
No.
No, okay, that's fine.
Did
that
you?
Means none of us was listening. Yeah. Yeah, I thought I had something, but that's all right. I'll remember it. I have to.
I feel like there are days that I'm like, oh, Scott never got to that story.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
Today's not one of those
it's
days.
It's been a long time since then.
All right, The Voice tonight
the voice,
at 7
the
o'clock,
voice.
Right?
Yes, they, yeah, I did not watch last night. I needed
Chelsea.
To get to bed. I needed to get to bed
all
at
right,
a decent
okay.
time.
All right, so.
But nothing really happened. They just performed. So, yeah. But
the
yeah,
The Voice will keep the top three artists in competition and two will be eliminated. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. So we're getting that. Is that it? There are five. There are only five.
Well, there's eight. Okay. So I think three, you know, America's votes automatically, and then the others will sing off for, you know, safety saves.
Okay. All right.
Kind of thing.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Are we?
No, not really.
But either of you boys stay up for the Victoria's Secret fashion show?
You know, I didn't watch that. I forget what it was. Oh, no. I've gotten off onto this British television show that's horribly depressing, so I watch it instead.
Okay.
So, I don't know. So, no, did you watch any of it?
No. It was at 9 o'clock. It's way
yeah,
past my bedtime.
I understand.
So.
Yeah. Regularly, we can't be doing that.
No, no.
You have to depend on TV.
And you know, it always
something.
Makes me feel really good about myself. So, no, I did not watch.
All right.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at TX Truck Riggins.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, 824, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Don't forget, we're going to have some weather changes. It's nice to have the sun back. It's been a while. We forgot what it looked like. But because of that, that makes it cooler at night, remember. Today's going to be, okay, 62 or so, and the winds will be out of the southwest. Tonight we'll be down to 47, and then probably lower 60s for tomorrow as well. But 40% chance of rain on Wednesday night. Thursday is when we really get the change. Mostly cloudy, temperatures falling to around 40 by 9 o'clock. And winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour out of the north. So a very uncomfortable 44 high temperature. Then clouds decrease on Thursday night. Going to have a freeze on Thursday night. We'll be close to a freeze on Friday night as well. And warms up to about 60, it looks like, on Saturday as it stands now. 48 degrees is what we're looking at as temperature now. But, again, good to see the sunshine out. So there are some things. Oh, I remember what it was. I am the remember. I did say that. We're going to talk about something you should know.
That's right.
The items that why you spend more money on that. So I'll dig that out and we'll pull out that little chunk of audio and we'll send it over to the next half hour. In the meantime, there are some things you probably do to your body that this Harvard doctor wishes you wouldn't do. Dr. Howard Lewine of the Harvard Medical School prefers if you would stop. Number one, demanding an antibiotic when you have a cold or the flu. Mm. Even if you thought it helped in the past, it didn't. Mm. Antibiotics kill bacteria. Cold or viral infections will resolve at the same pace even if you take an antibiotic. So you can go to the doctor and your cold will last 7 days, or you don't go to the doctor and it'll last a week, all right? So pretty much your choices. Brushing your teeth too hard. Overzealous brushing damages gum tissue. This loosens the gum's tight grip on the teeth, which can lead to infection and tooth decay. Instead, brush longer with less pressure. Mm-hmm. That is a really, yep. really hard thing to do,
I
though.
I know.
Because, you know, if you're using a manual toothbrush, it's a little bit better if you use an electric, which is a good thing to do, because mm-hmm. you do want to get up under the gum line and clean out a little bit. But just by nature, because we do that. And also use a medium bristle brush. All right. Blowing your nose too hard.
Oh.
You can turn a simple cold into a sinus infection.
Oh. And those
don't
suck.
Know that I've ever heard that before. Listening to loud music with earbuds.
Mm.
Huh? Yeah.
What?
Too
what?
Late. Too late. You are ruining your hearing, although you may not notice it for years. Switch to headphones that block out outside noise. Mm. Now you can turn down the volume. Oh, bull.
Yeah, right. You just turn it up
higher.
Why am
I going to do that? That's crazy. And then feed a cold, starve a fever. Everything about the advice in that sentence is wrong, and it makes no sense. So feed a cold, starve a fever. Don't do that, okay? It's a doctor from Harvard, so he must be right. But yep. I'm just saying, those are some of the things that that we do to ourselves. That, again, we learned from our parents, but we might have learned it from the Internet.
Yeah.
So just saying, don't do it. It's just best, all right? It's 8:27. Don't forget, if you don't have a Christmas angel yet, do that. Stop by one of the three Blue Bakers, or you can go to mychristmasangels.com. If you do that, that makes it really easy for you to get a present, wrap it up, and bring it back to us by December the 14th.
Wegward Inc. in Calvert is the tractor supply company that provides the small-town attention you miss with larger dealers. At Wegward Inc., they keep their overhead low, and you get an honest upfront deal on tractors from Massey Ferguson and Coyote, and Hay Equipment by Heston. Right now is an even better time to buy. Wegward Inc. has special year-end closeout pricing on 35 to 100 horsepower tractors. So shop now for the best prices of the year at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Find them online at wegwardinc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Harvesting CO2. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Imagine taking carbon dioxide emitted from cars and factories and turning it into useful compounds. It's called carbon fixing, and plants do it all the time using photosynthesis. But biochemist Thomas Schwander at the Max Planck Institute says photosynthesis is slow and inefficient. In the journal Science, he and his colleagues describe a supercharged carbon-fixing system using enzymes taken not just from plants, but from bacteria, humans, and other organisms.
And so we learn from biology, but we also engineer biology with synthetic methods to create something which you would call synthetic metabolism of the future.
Schwander says they could use it to engineer algae, crops, or other living cells, or even design synthetic cells optimized to harvest carbon dioxide. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Online retail giant Amazon is aiming to disrupt the $795 billion U.S. grocery business with stores that don't include checkout lines. Called Amazon Go, the concept combines machine learning, computer vision, artificial intelligence, sensors, and RFID technology in what it calls just walk-out technology, which rids the store of checkout lines. Shoppers can enter the store, scan an app at the turnstile, and walk out with their purchases. A bipartisan bill to speed government drug approvals and bolster biomedical research has cleared its last procedural hurdle in the Senate in an emotional moment for outgoing Vice President Joe Biden. The bill includes $1.8 billion for cancer research. President Obama placed Biden in charge of a moonshot to find ways to cure and treat the disease which killed Biden's son, Beau, last year. Crude oil down 57 cents at $51.22 a barrel on Wall Street this morning. Futures pointing to a little change open. That's Your Money Now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Let me tell you the untold story about fake news. It was never about the election. Kim Cometa with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Fake news has been around long before the November elections. Not too long ago, we called it clickbait. Sensational, provocative headlines. The main purpose was to get your impulse click. Click on the headline and be taken to the story's webpage. Once there, you're exposed to the site's advertising. Ad rates are based on how many people visit a website. The BBC followed the money and found a huge amount of fake news originates from one small city in the country of Macedonia. Much like Nigerian email scams, hundreds of teenagers work day and night in cafes to generate blatantly false sensationalistic material made to look and read like a legitimate news story. Oh, and none of them care how you vote. Tomorrow, three easy ways to quickly tell whether a story is real or fake. Meanwhile, get all the breaking tech news, real news, updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Everyone is now a ransomware target. This year, millions have been attacked. Ransomware encrypts and locks all your computer's files, and it's happened to major hospitals, ordinary folks, even several police departments. The cyber criminals always demand a ransom, usually around $500, a typical car payment. The FBI says, pay the ransom. But Kaspersky Lab says, no, stop feeding the data criminals. Because even when you pay, you probably won't get your data back. The key? Keep criminals out of your computer. Kaspersky Lab gives you the power to protect. More than 250,000 businesses, more than 400 million people all use and trust Kaspersky Lab. I'm one of them. Get protected by Kaspersky Lab right now. As a Kim Commando listener, you get a great deal. You'll get 50% off plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. I trust Kaspersky Lab, and so should you. Learn more at Kaspersky.com. Use promo code Kim, and you're going to get 50% off plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's Kaspersky.com. Promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board had plenty of questions of administrators during the latest update on next year's realignment of pre-kindergarten through eighth grades. Fine Arts Coordinator Pat Corbett says fifth and sixth graders will have music and art on alternating days, requiring the hiring of four more fifth grade art and four more fifth grade music teachers. Corbett also responded to board member David Stasny's request to bring back a fifth grade orchestra.
I know orchestra a lot of times has started at much younger ages. What I would like to do is look at this and, you know, down the line, if it looks like it's financially and more beneficial to our students to start an orchestra class at a younger age, we can certainly address that.
Board President Trey Moore supported adding dance for 7th and 8th graders, which is the only high school activity not available in the middle schools.
Being a district that is predominantly economically disadvantaged, most of our girls do not have access to, and they're young men also that that have been involved in drill team, but a large percentage of our students do not have the economic availability to go take private dance lessons growing up. And then when they get to the high school level, they're essentially precluded from participating in Cheyennes and Rangerettes.
The Bryan board also went behind closed doors to talk about, among other things, which teachers will be transferred due to realignment. Teachers are scheduled to be notified on the 16th. Students will learn by the end of January. Blinn College has announced the resignation of one of two Brazos County members of the Board of Trustees. Former College Station Mayor Nancy Berry is stepping down at the end of this month as she transitions into her newly elected position on the Brazos County Commissioner's Court. Berry and former Bryan City Councilwoman Ann Horton were the first two members appointed under state legislation passed in the last session. County commissioners will choose Berry's replacement from the seven members of Blinn's Brazos County Advisory Committee. If you're planning to attend tonight's Aggies United event at Kyle Field, a heads up that tickets are required, but there is no admission charge. Ticket and parking information is available on our website at WTAW.com. Aggies United is Texas A&M's response to a private citizens hosting white nationalist speaker Richard Spencer at the same time at the Memorial Student Center. Organizers are emphasizing that no bags, including clear bags, will be allowed inside the stadium. Those who must have medical supplies will be going to entrance 7 for a bag check and tagging. And three pages of winners has been announced by organizers of the 90th BCS Christmas Parade. Congratulations to all the winners of the Toyland theme, which you can find online at WTAW.com. At the top of the list, the grand prize went to Knit Knot LLC. The judge's award was presented to Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. And the award of excellence was given to the City of Bryan's Parks and Recreation Department. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 48 degrees. Text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. You can find more news online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:38, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Patchy fog will give way to partial sunshine this morning, and then we'll notice some cloudiness coming in by late today. Temperatures will be up to about 65. We'll have clouds, some areas of fog and mist overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Clouds for tomorrow. Looks like a shower possible late in the day, 60. Showers are possible tomorrow night. Lows 40 to 45. Mostly cloudy and breezy, cold Thursday. Highs only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's Tuesday. Time to talk to the folks from the Humane Society. Carly's here this morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. We were doing a story earlier this morning about therapy pigs. They have pigs at the San Francisco airport now for people who, you know, get freaked out over airplanes. And they might be, as Chelsea pointed out, there are people who are allergic to dogs and cats. But probably not allergic to pigs. So.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that. They're supposed to be really smart.
Yeah. Now, did you see the story about the guy who punched the kangaroo?
Oh, I saw that.
Wow, okay.
I mean, I don't know what I would do if it was holding my dog like that.
It grabbed this guy's dog in Australia. He puts the kangaroo in a chokehold, basically, and the kangaroo let go of the dog. It's a little weird.
Yeah, a little weird.
Nature attacks, what can you say?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'd be afraid to punch a kangaroo.
Well, I would, too, because I understand they kick pretty hard.
That's what I heard.
Anyway, but you don't have kangaroos there. I guess occasionally you have pigs there, don't you, though?
We do sometimes. Yeah, okay. Not right now.
Not right now, though. Hey, listen, last week you did your event at Santa's Wonderland. How'd that go?
It went great. We did, I believe, 12 to 14 dog adoptions and then a handful of cat adoptions as well. They also gave us all of the proceeds from their hot cocoa sales.
Oh, wow.
It was over $15,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just in one night of hot cocoa sales.
That is tremendous.
Yes,
you have to thank them for that.
Oh, yes. We really appreciative of them for doing that for us and partnering with us.
Well, and they are one of many businesses who do that, which is very important. I mean, whether it's with y'all or it's any other animal facility, mm-hmm. the fact that the community supports it that way does save animals' lives.
Yep, it does. So we're grateful for them. Looking forward, the rest of December, we only have two more adoption events. They're going to be this Saturday the 10th and then next Saturday the 17th at PetSmart, the ones we normally do. Mm-hmm. We won't do one the next week after that because of the holiday.
Sure.
But we will have adoptions there from 11 to 2, both of those Saturdays. So if you're looking for a forever friend and you just happen to be on that side of town, stop in. We'd love to see you. We also are having our 12 Strays of Christmas special coming up. It's going to start on the 10th, which is this Saturday. We pick 12 cats and dogs together, so I think maybe 6 dogs, 6 cats, and then we make them $12 and call them the 12 Strays of Christmas.
Very
and then
nice.
As soon as one gets adopted, we replace it and bring another dog or cat in for $12 as well. So that'll go through Christmas. Obviously, we are closed. I don't know the exact days looking forward. I think maybe the 23rd.
Talk about that next week.
Friday.
Sure. As we get closer.
Yeah. And so that'll go through our Christmas break. So.
But actually, now is a good time to adopt that animal because Christmas mm-hmm. morning is not the time for that to be the first time that the dog gets to meet everybody all at once. It gets a little frantic sometimes.
Yeah, you can get them settled, get them used to your routine, and then bring the family in for the meet and greet.
And you have gift ideas as well, do you not?
We do. So we offer gift cards. So if you know someone that's looking for a pet, we have all kinds of stuff right now. We had some birds, not anymore, but then we also got a rabbit in, so we got lots of stuff now. So we do gift cards for adoption, so you can give those out, and then that allows that person to come and meet with our animals. There's no rush, there's no pressure. They know that they have that gift card, and then they can wait and find their forever pet and adopt instead of shop.
Sure.
We also do gift cards for microchips.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. They're $25, and it's just a little chip that goes under your pet's skin, and it makes sure that your animal is going to get back to you if it ever gets out. So we do gift cards for that as well.
And how much does that cost?
The microchip is $25, and then the adoption just depends. If you know they want a kitten or a puppy or a cat or a dog, we can give you a gift card for that.
And again, $25, and if they've got a couple of dogs, it's okay to get two, one for each dog. It makes all the difference in the world. I mean, consider even if your dog just lives 5 years, that's $5 a year to make sure that the animal gets back to you.
And the numbers for the return rate of animals that have microchips are just outstanding compared to the ones that don't.
Sure. So, all right. So, want some more information about that?
They can call us at 979-775-5755 or go to our website, aggielandhumane.org.
Great. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Let's turn our attention to the chamber. And Royce Hickman's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you,
yes,
Scott.
Yes, sir. So, what's happening in your world?
Well, we had an incredible business after hours last Thursday night out at the Bush Library. Started off with their tree lighting ceremony at 5:30, and We ended up with over 400 people there.
Oh, wow.
So Warren Finch is very concerned. He's already committed to next year, and he's not sure where he's going to put everybody. But we'll solve that problem next year.
There you are.
Anyway, that's a lead-in to where our next major event is January the 19th, and it's the Business After Hours at Phillips Event Center. Those folks have done this for a number of years, and they may be the best we have at actually showcasing their facility and what they can do for you.
Sure.
The catering and all the different things, because you go around and see the different things they're able to do in the way of, you know, having a wedding or having a reception or whatever.
Sure.
So this will be Thursday the 19th, our normal 5:30 to 7 o'clock. It is open to the public, and it is a free event. Then one of our biggest events of the year is coming up on Wednesday, January the 25th. And that's our Economic Outlook Conference. It'll be at the Hilton again this year. It is sponsored once again, as it has since we began this, by Wells Fargo Bank. And our facility sponsor is the City of College Station. I'm very excited that we have the State Comptroller, Glenn Hager, coming as our keynote speaker. We actually had a chance, a number of us, to hear him speak almost a year ago. And as soon as I heard him, I thought, we've got to get him here for the Economic Outlook.
He's a numbers guy, but he makes it very, very palatable.
He does. Yeah, he just is very gifted. And a lot of the folks that are numbers guys aren't gifted at that.
Yeah.
But he'll really talk to you about the Texas economy and what's going on here. And then Jim Gaines will talk a little bit about, you know, what's happening with the economy and what we can expect in the future. Actually, what I love about him is he talks about, you need to watch for this, this, and this, and depending on how those things go, that's what's going to happen in the future, which allows you to actually put your own thoughts to that as you watch things happen. And we have the folks from both cities and A&M and all, so it's going to be a great conference. It's $85 for a ticket for chamber members, $95 if you're not. There are tables of eight available. And, again, this is Wednesday the 25th at the Hilton from 8 till about 1:30. And then we have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up tomorrow, the 7th, at 4:30, Square One, downtown Bryan. It's 211 West William J. Bryan in Bryan. And this is our normal 4:30 to 5:30. And then next Wednesday on the 14th, we have Angels Care Home Health of College Station. They're located on Texas Avenue near on the border in College Station. And this, again, is a deluxe 4:30 to 5:30 public, invited to both of those. We have a ribbon cutting, a standard one today at 4:30. It's Liberty Dialysis. They're on 29th Street, just a little bit north of the chamber office. And then on Thursday, the 8th, we have one with Milton Parker Bed and Breakfast. This is the old Milton Parker home in Bryan, just west of downtown Bryan. And they're on 200 South Congress. This is 4:30 on December the 8th. It's owned by the Barbiers, and I actually spoke at Muster up in Louisville, Kentucky some years ago, and they hosted Mary and I in their home. And when we left, we said, you know, they ought to have a bed and breakfast, because those folks are just incredible hosts.
Yeah.
And so now they have one,
there you
and
are.
They have totally remodeled that facility, that building, that home. And it's worth coming just to see what they've done out there. Again, that's Thursday the 8th. In closing, you know, it's a time of the year where we're doing a lot of shopping. And I know your station is very good about lifting this up, Scott, but it is a time for us to focus on shopping local. And I always like to say what we've talked about, shop local, it's where the jobs are. But it's also where the businesses are that have invested in our community, who are there when your kids are out looking for sponsors to their sporting teams. It's there when you're nonprofit or your church organization is looking for a sponsor for their events.
Right.
It's our local businesses they go to. And so those folks have invested here, they live here, and they employ your neighbors. So it's a time to remember them and shop local.
Good.
So
we appreciate that message.
And in closing, just Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners. Happy holidays, as a case may be, and certainly Happy New Year to everyone.
Good. Thank you. You and your family as
Thank
well.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays, too. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Brad Mitchell in the studio here with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Christmas, Matt, is coming right up around the corner, and I know a lot of people probably don't initially think of pools for Christmas, but that's actually a pretty good Christmas gift, right?
Well, we are in Texas, right? And I can tell you that a lot of folks will come in, especially husbands, will have that little special secret surprise, and maybe there's just a point in their life where a swimming pool is the perfect gift for the entire family.
All right, and I guess now's a good time of the year to think about buying a pool so it'll be ready for swimming season, right?
Exactly, Brad. Can you imagine having your husband or your wife come home and tell you that they've purchased a pool for Christmas this year? This is something they can literally use all year long.
All right, so you guys got any Christmas specials going on right now?
Well, the biggest thing we've got going right now is a free heater from Hayward, and that's only good for the month of December. The other thing we have is really easy financing. We can get you approved in 48 hours or less. We're guaranteed approval right now for the month of December.
Well, there you have it. Call Sunshine Fun Pools today, 690-3343, or click sunshinefunpools.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs, veteran stand-up comedian Jeff Foxworthy is Santa. On Saturday, the comedian bought groceries for a mom of three at a Georgia Publix. After sorting through her coupons and attempting to calm down her children, Robin McFadden shocked when she turned around and saw Foxworthy. Comedian swiped his card without asking and paid for the groceries, about
pretty
25
cool.
bucks. Yeah, and again, 25 bucks is nothing. Which is great. I mean, you know,
if you're buying people's groceries,
yeah,
you might be Santa.
There's a lot of people out there that 25 bucks wouldn't matter. So why don't you do that for somebody? That'd be okay. Especially some mom who's overwrought with her children and stuff she has to do being a mom.
Yeah.
Okay? Which could be enough. That's for sure. Okay. So coming up tomorrow, superstitious gifts. Okay? Things you, like, shouldn't give. Okay?
Ooh, okay.
So we'll do that to help you out a little bit. Now, here's a little experiment having to do with wallets. 100 wallets were dropped in front of hidden cameras to see who would return the wallets and who would steal them.
Uh-huh.
And so of all the 100 people that they tested, 74% of the people were honest and returned the wallet. So again, dropping 100 wallets in front of hidden cameras, what's the response? 74% returned the wallets, 26 didn't.
Little winner or sinner action going on there. Okay.
They split it up. There were 51 females, 49 males. 86% of the females were honest, 14% weren't. Males, 61% were honest, 39% weren't.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
See, all right. Age-wise, young folks, that's under 30, 56 returned it, 44% didn't. Middle age, that's 30 to 49, 81% returned it, 19 didn't. And of the old folks, that's 50 plus, 88% were honest and returned it, and 12% didn't.
It's because young people are poor.
That's right.
So young guys are the worst people ever.
That's it. I don't think there is any
doubt.
Oh,
no wonder I'm single.
That's it. They got to wait till they're older and they become better people.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to run the whole thing because I think it's pretty fascinating. This is something you should know from this morning having to do with money.
When you stop and examine it, we have a weird way of thinking about money.
In one experiment, they gave people a menu for a restaurant called Studio 19 and asked people how much they'd be prepared to pay for a meal there. And then they gave exactly the same menu to another group of people and told them it was called Studio 97. Suddenly, people were prepared to pay much more to eat at the restaurant with the higher number in its name.
Claudia Hammond, author of the book Mind Over Money, says these things affect us without us even knowing it.
For example, in a study looking at car auctions, if a really expensive car had just been sold, then even if the next car was a cheap type of car, it would go for more money. So if you had a Rolls Royce and then the next car was a Mini, the Mini would go for more money just because there was a Rolls Royce before it.
And marketers try to sell us things based on these principles.
Items in shops and online are often laid out in threes. If you think of something like laptops, you get a cheap one, then next to it a kind of mid-price one, and then a really sleek and shiny, beautiful one.
And the really expensive, beautiful one is there to actually get you to choose the middle one.
So in experiments, if you only have the cheaper two, half the people will choose the very cheapest and half will choose the other one. But the moment you put in the third really expensive item, suddenly that sways people's opinions and twice as many will go for what is now the middle item when they were never intending to spend that much money.
Tomorrow, more ways we're influenced to spend money.
And most importantly, because she has a British accent, we think she's smart.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She knows what she's talking about.
But I mean, kind of interesting. They're people who get paid money to figure out this kind of stuff, the way that we will behave. And again, the thing with the studio.
The name of the restaurant. That was kind of bizarre.
And then the expensive car and the cheap car. All right. Yep. That's who we are. That's the little people experiment there.
On Wednesday, December 7th, the George Bush 41 Center will host a series of events commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack, starting with outdoor patriotic revelry, progressing to an indoor panel moderated by Britt Hume of Fox News, and culminating with a tour of the newest exhibit at the Bush Presidential Library called Pearl Harbor Remembered. Remembered. Former President George H.W. Bush and Senator Bob Dole are scheduled to attend with other special guests. It's free to attend, but interested persons must first RSVP at bushevents@bush41.org.
We've got some test weather coming up for your windows here later on this week. North winds blowing in. You probably already know which windows aren't working in your house or outbuildings. Maybe you don't. Folks at Intercon have solutions for you no matter what. They'll come out. They'll be glad to let you know which windows are doing their jobs and which ones aren't, which ones are keeping that cold air out of your home during this time of year. But remember, the air exchange is going on all the time. You notice it more on days like we'll have coming up where you have a north wind blowing. But that air exchange happens all the time, means it's costing you money all the time. Let the folks at Intercon give you an estimate as to what it'll take to either repair the windows that you have or replace them with new ones and what your options are as far as products for new ones. And then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. That's the way they've always done business at Intercon. No high pressure, good product, quality price, local company doing the work for you. So give them a call at Intercon. Let them get the ball rolling for you. Don't forget they have solar screens, which are important during the summertime. Could be your house, could be an outbuilding that you want to make sure you don't have to spend too much to keep it comfortable. 823-3639, that's Intercon.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good news! Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with the new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, we have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-1154 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-1154 or online at barkerservices.com. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License TACALA 28101C.
So, you know, it's about 3 minutes till. We've talked about this bullet train thing, you know, here. There's been some talk about that as to whether or not it'll come through or not, and farmers don't like it very much. Well, they're having that trouble over in Europe, too. Chanel sounding the emergency whistle about a train line planned to go right through the flower fields in the south of France that produce their legendary Chanel No. 5 scent.
No.
Hollywood
Never
Reporter.
Never would have thought about that.
Yeah, I know. It says Chanel is lobbying to stop France's rail network from building a controversial high-speed route and a viaduct along the French Riviera, including the town of Grasse, one of the world's most famous perfume-making sites. Chanel No. 5, created in 1921, was made world famous by Marilyn Monroe. It relies on the extracts of Grasse jasmine and May rose that are cultivated in and around the town. The scent is said to have remained unchanged for decades.
So now, it's true what they say, location, location, location.
Yeah, but you know, I guarantee you science can reproduce it.
Yeah,
I
bet it can.
I mean, that's just, but.
But it's the principle.
Exactly, that's what it's all about. Brad Paisley spends a lot of time on the road, treated himself to a sassy new set of wheels. Country boy showed off his $1.7 million tour bus.
Woo!
On Jay Leno's garage.
Must be nice.
Revealed it was modeled after a 1958 Corvette, and he wanted it to be fun. Brad said his first car was a 1984 Chevy Cavalier that he bought for $3,000 by playing early gigs in his career. but a $1.7 million tour bus. But again, as much time as you spend in
there. I know. And especially if his family travels with him at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I know he's got kids.
Sure.
And so you have to make it bearable.
Have him doing part of that, too. A police department in Texas, that'd be Fort Worth, posted an online training video as a tribute to Star Wars. The Facebook video from the Fort Worth Police Department shows a training officer instructing a stormtrooper on how to shoot accurately. Of course, Star Wars fans know that stormtroopers are notoriously bad shots. The stormtrooper in the training video takes aim, then misses the target, leading the officer to say, "You're still jerking the trigger." The recruitment tape, uploaded to coincide with the upcoming release of the Star Wars Rogue One, which will be released when, Chelsea? You know when it is. You know, don't you? You know.
It December 16th. Slipped my mind.
December 16th.
Oh.
It's right around the corner.
10 days.
Yeah. Now, this is pretty interesting. Drone technology coming to Massachusetts. The state police are using drones to reconstruct and investigate accidents on their highway. The drone will take pictures and measurements at the scene in a safe manner instead of endangering the lives of crews and roadways. And all of us know this. I mean, hell, on Friday night at 6:30, there's always some traffic accident on a home game weekend because some idiot wasn't paying attention. But, I mean, and again, part of it is reconstruction. We have stories about how they reconstruct.
Yeah.
They close down streets sometimes to reconstruct it.
Well, yeah. Or if they can just take the pictures and then clean it up faster,
Sure.
You know, I mean, I was stuck in traffic last week at some point just because there was a bunch of glass left over. The cars were moved. Everything was gone, but there was still all the debris.
We'll put those giant blowers like you get from at the car washes and put those on the.
There you go.
Would that work?
I don't know.
I don't either. All right.
That's cool.
That's cool. It is. Coming up tomorrow, story about the rage cage when you've just had too much. They've got a rage cage for people to go in and smash household items.
Cool.
So we'll talk about that tomorrow, okay? Gonna have sunshine today, so enjoy it. We'll see you tomorrow, WTAW College Station, Brian.